June 5th primaries, Emerson College Polling Weekly podcast with pollster Professor Spencer Kimball. 8 primaries tomorrow, Professor. Start in California for us.
Well, pretty much all eyes are going to be in the Orange County area because we have a lot of these congressional primaries going off in the 39th, the 49th districts. And really what we want to know is, are there too many Democrats running in the fields? Because remember, in California, we talked about this last week, it's a jungle primary where all Democrats and Republicans run together, and then the top two vote-getters move on to the general election. And Democrats are looking to take 3, 4, maybe even up to 7 seats in California. And in order for them to do that, they need to get at least one candidate to qualify. And in some of these races, they have 7, 8 horses. They might split up the Democratic vote, and no Democrat will get onto the general election. So we'll definitely be looking at those congressional races out in California. Of course, we're going to be looking at who comes in second place in both the Senate race and the governor's race out there as well, because particularly in the Senate race, it could be an interesting general election depending on who comes out from there. We're also going to be taking a look over in Mississippi. There's actually a great Republican primary happening for the U.S. Senate race. If you remember, Thad Cochran retired, putting Cindy Hyde-Smith in as the new U.S. Senator. And Chris McDaniels, you might remember him from 2014. He was the Tea Party darling, and he really put Cochran all the way to, you know, a runoff and barely lost that election. Now he's trying to run again. It'll be interesting if he has that same type of momentum. It'll be a good barometer to see where the Tea Party type candidate sits in a new Trump paradigm of politics. Iowa's got some good races up in the 1st and 3rd districts. Those are seats that the Democrats are looking to take. Plus, their governor is a newly appointed governor, Kim Reynolds. And so Democrats, particularly Fred Hubble, is the lead horse on the Democratic side for governor of Iowa. And remember, Obama took Iowa in both his runs. So Democrats are hoping to take the state back, but Hubble will need at least 35% of the vote to avoid any sort of runoff. New Mexico's got some great races because the congresswoman from the 1st district and the congressman from the 2nd district, a Republican and Democrat, are both running for governor, opening up those two seats. So we have primaries in the 1st and 2nd district out there, along with that governor's race to replace Susana Martinez, who was the first Hispanic governor in the United States, but she's term limited out there. South Dakota has a great race because their congresswoman, Kristi Noem, is now running against Marty Jackley, the attorney general, for the governor's nomination out in South Dakota. So that will be a great race to watch. In Alabama, take a look at that 2nd district with Martha Roby. She said she's a Republican who wouldn't vote for Trump in 2016, and now she's being primaried. And it'll be interesting to see if she's able to withstand that type of primary challenge. And then, of course, in New Jersey, we've got 4 or 5 congressional races. And up in Montana, we're certainly going to be looking at which GOP candidate comes out of the U.S. Senate primary and gets to take on John Tester in one of the most watched primaries in the country.
Around the horn in 3 minutes or less. We thank you, Professor.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Back next week for a preview of the 5 states for June 12th. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.